So, you know, I wanted to make two comments at the beginning. One I already made, which was an apology to Eva. She was right about the Rubik's Cube and I was wrong. And the other comment is, so I'm going to, you know, I think like always, I will not quite finish all the details in what I want to do today. But I want to assure you that I'm speaking about real things, not about abstract nonsense. And what I mean by real things is that things that are actually computable. So if you look at the stapled handout that I gave you, on the second page, there is the trees and wheels valued invariant of the Bohmian link. Here it is in front of you. And a quotient of it is the story that I told at the first half of today. So my goal is to explain this invariant and then how to reduce to the quotient. Okay? And but it really is computable. These are genuine numbers and correct numbers and were computed by a machine that could have equally computed any other tangle that you had, that you could input. So I mean, it really works. Works and implementable. And if you look at the last page of that handout, so this page that looks like a computer printout, it is a computer printout of an actual run that computes this. And if you want to download the program, it even tells you how to do it. So I mean, but this is not the complete programs, unlike the metagroup story, the story that I told you before, where the complete program was on the screen. This is not. This is just the run, not the program. Okay. So that's all I wanted to do that had to do with handouts, and the room will shut down in 9 seconds. Sorry, that's what the screen is saying. But meanwhile, let me remind you where we were. So my purpose is to tell you how to compute the invariant that we defined yesterday, and show you, so I mean, we defined it yesterday, but it wasn't computation, okay? So I want to tell you how to compute it, and secondly, I want to tell you why a quotient of it is what we did. Okay, so first of all, brief reminder, what was the invariant? So if we had a tangle, well, it could be a W tangle, right? But I mean, let me take, just for the sake of example, let me take a genuine sort of U tangle. The invariant of this will be valued in A of two strands, okay, and it will be computed by, or sorry, it is defined by putting bundles of arrows on each crossing. So you'll always do an down, an over to under arrow. And it will be weighted, it will be really an exponential of arrows, and it will be either an exponential of the thing or of an arrow or of a negative arrow, depending on the sign of each crossing, which I didn't indicate and I don't want to indicate. And then you just sort of unwrap it, and it becomes a bunch of arrows going from the two strands to each other, so each of these is an exponential of arrows, and this is a rough picture, not precise. Okay? And the question is how to compute it. So, but let me remind you what the target space. So the target space was the collection of all such arrow diagrams, so let me do it more generally. So the target space for an n-strand rectangle would be the collection of all arrow diagrams written on a skeleton with n strands. So this goes from 1 to n, but I'll draw only, mark only 2. And a diagram written here is any trivalent diagram, or originally it was just chord diagrams, but then I had a theorem saying that you could replace it by trivalent diagrams, where trivalent diagram, where the so you know, any diagram of this general nature, okay, which had two properties. So one, it should be connected to the skeleton, and two, only 2-in-1-out vertices. Okay? But of course, we have to mod out this by the various STU relations and anti-symmetry and IHX. So yeah, I know these two follow from that, but I still like to write all of them. And the STU relations say that if you want to commute two heads, the price is a trivalent thing. If you want to commute a head, say, if you want to commute a tail and a head, the price is a trivalent thing, but with opposite orientation. And this is the only thing that you can write. If you want to commute two tails, that's tails commute, and the price is zero because there is nothing you could write on the other side, and I will not remind you what the other relations are. Okay? Anyway, this space, as I mentioned last time, is a adjectives. Many, many adjectives, right. So, co-commutative graded connected maybe that's all, I don't remember. Unital, finite type. Unfortunately, finite type is a word that clashes with my use of finite type. But finite type, when you speak about algebras, means every graded piece has a finite dimension. Okay? Algebra. Okay? And
bialgebra.
I'm sorry. Okay? By Milnor Moore, so again, the product is stacking, okay? Or if it was just the long case, it would be concatenation. So the product is stacking of such diagrams. And the coproduct, well, I only discussed the coproduct for the case of chords, when you only have chords. Well, sorry, when you only have arrows. I never mentioned what to do if you have trivalent stuff. Okay? But that is implied, of course, because the two are isomorphic. But still, I should probably tell you what you get. Okay? So maybe I'll put it as a minor claim. So claim, if I want to take the coproduct, sorry, I think I like to call it box. If I want to take the coproduct of a diagram like this, so let me give a simple example, but what I will do, what I will write obviously generalizes. So basically, you first of all remove the skeleton, or you pretend that you remove the skeleton, and then you divide it to connected components. Connected components before introducing vertices were just individual arrows. Now the connected components are, well, each, you know, either a tree or an individual arrow, which is just a small tree, or it could be a wheel, but you just divide it into connected components. Okay? And for each connected component, you decide whether it goes to the left or to the right. And then you sum over all possible choices. So this will be, let's see, if you choose both of them to the left, the picture will be like that. Tensor, the empty thing, because nothing went to the right. If you choose this one to the left, this one to the right, which is what I kind of wrote, you will get this tensor, that. If you choose the other way, so this one right, this one left, you will get this, you'll get that. And if you choose both of them to the right, it will be, well, both of them will be on the right. So on the left you will have an empty thing, and on the right you'll have a picture like this. Is this approved? Okay. The only thing I need to show to prove that this is the correct thing. So, I mean, I have to remind you that the formula for arrows was not arbitrary. I mean, I didn't just take it out of thin air. I gave you an exercise to justify it. And the exercise said that the formula for individual arrows, for chord diagrams that has, for arrow diagrams that has only arrows, follows from the fact that, or is due to the fact that the product of two invariants is again an invariant. Or the product of two finite type invariants is again a finite type invariant. So that defines a product on invariants, but since arrow diagrams are sort of dual to invariants, then you get a coproduct on arrow diagrams. And that's the coproduct that I mentioned last time. But anyway, this said, given that the formula from yesterday, well, I mean, given the formula from yesterday, all I need to do is to justify this one. To see that this one is implied by the one from yesterday. To see that it's implied by the one from yesterday, all I need to show is that it respects the relations. That's all, right? Because today's space, I mean, this space is spanned by arrow diagrams. So if I show that this formula respects the relations, then I'm done. Okay? So all I have to show is that this formula respects STU relations. So I have to show that delta of a diagram that the delta of a thing that has an STU in it is equal to zero . So now I've written the STU vertically, but I have to show that delta of this is equal to zero modulo relations. So meaning it belongs to relations tensor diagrams plus diagrams tensor relations. In other words, it belongs to the space of relations of A tensor A. Okay? But you see, it's sort of obvious. Look at Z's. Okay? These two, there are two possibilities, in fact, okay? So, the two ends here could be connected on the outside, in the rest of the diagram. So these two ends could be connected, and then these two belong to the same component, and then also these two belong to the same component, and these two already belong to the same component anyway. So in any case, you'd be mapping this to the left, plus all of this to the left, plus all of this to the left, and then on the left you'll have an STU relation. Or you'd be map, and the alternative is to map this to the right, or this to the right, or this to the right, and then on the right you'll have an STU relation. So in both cases, you are in the space of relations for A tensor A. Okay? The harder case is the case where these two ends are not connected outside in the elsewhere in the diagram. So in that case, here you still only have the choice of mapping this whole component either to the left or to the right, but this could be split. But you see, if you split it left-right, then there is no longer a distinction between which end is above and which end is below. So these terms cancel. If you have only one of the terms on one side, and if you have one of the terms on one side and the other term on the other side, if you have one of the heads on one side and the other head on the other side, then there is no distinction between whether they're left or right. Okay, that's all. I don't know if is this. By the way, there is not. This is the exact same. This is sort of the diagrammatic analog of. So this is the analog of a similar statement happening at the level of Lie algebras. So, namely, it's the analog of the fact that the coproduct going from the universal enveloping algebra of a Lie algebra G to the universal enveloping algebra tensor the universal enveloping algebra is well defined. Well, I remind you that the coproduct is defined by, if you have a word X, Y, Z, you sum over all ways of marking each letter, whether it's destined to go to the left or to the right. So it will become a sum X, Y, tensor Z, plus 1 tensor X, Y, Z, if they all go to the left, plus all the other possibilities. Okay? So you need to check. You need to verify that the relation defining the universal enveloping algebra goes to relations. So you need to check that the bracket of xy minus xy plus yx goes to a sum of relations. And it's the exact same thing. The bracket either goes to the left or to the right. Here, if both goes to the left and here both go to the left, that cancels the bracket on the left. If everything goes to the right, that cancels the bracket is on the right. And if one goes to the left and one goes to the right, then there is no distinction between these two terms and they come with opposite time signs, so they cancel. So this is the exact same thing. Okay. Sorry, I hope you accept my kind of hand-wavy proofs, but... Well, okay. What did I want to say? Oh, so therefore, Milnor Moore says that WA of n strands is equal to the universal enveloping algebra of its primitives. So let me declare that the primitives are called WP of n arrows, where WP of n arrows is the collection of things D inside WA such that box of D is equal to 1 tensor D plus D tensor 1. Which sort of, you know, in the Lie algebra world, by the way, this is to say that D, so by the, here saying that del the box of a word W is equal to W tensor 1 plus 1 tensor W is same as saying that W is in a single letter. Because if you have more than one letter in W, or in fact also less, but if you have more than one letter in W, then you'll have mixed terms. Saying that it has one letter is, sorry, saying that it's primitive is the same as saying that it has one letter. And therefore, Milnor Moore, when restricted to the case of U of G, says that U of G is equal to the universal enveloping of the algebra of the primitives of U of G, but I just told you that the primitives of U of G is G itself, is one letter word. So it's the statement that U of G is isomorphic to U of G. But it's a non-trivial statement. I mean, it's the U of G is isomorphic to the primitives of U of G. So to the universe, anyway, whatever. So what is it in our case? So there is a precise analogy, an almost precise analogy, but the claim here, and here it requires a little proof, but I will skip it, but the claim is that the same, that the space of primitives is determined in the same way. So the space of primitives here was one letter words. In the definition of WA, box is defined by splitting along components. Okay? So the parallel of one letter word will be one component diagrams. Okay? So the claim is that WP of N strands is equal to is generated by such diagrams that remain connected when you remove the skeleton. That when you remove the skeleton, so it's a distinct notion of connectedness. Before I said connected to the skeleton. Now I'm saying diagrams that remain connected if you remove the skeleton. So connected even without the skeleton. Okay? So it's obvious that such diagrams are primitives. What is not obvious is that this is all the primitives. I could go aside and prove it, but it would take half an hour. So I want to skip it. Okay? Anyway, but you see, what are connected diagrams? They are either of two choices. Either they are a tree, or, so these are either trees, or, I'll be more explicit about what trees means in a minute, or, strictly speaking, wheels of trees. Okay? What is a wheel of trees? So it's a tree with, with wheels on top. Okay? Sorry, it's a wheel with trees on top. Sorry, I tend to confuse words. I don't know. Okay? So it's a wheel with trees on tops. And let me be even more strict. So strictly speaking, the ends are actually tied to components, not strictly speaking. The ends are tied to skeleton components. Okay? So, in fact, with ends tied to components, okay? Okay? Which means two things. So, first of all, it means that the ends are labeled, so each end knows which component it connected to, and also all ends of the same label are linearly ordered because they are connected to. Okay? Are you okay? And likewise here, it's really labeled trees with all ends with the same labeled linearly ordered. Because, again, the trees are really connected to skeleton pieces. Okay? But I claim that all of this is nonsense. It's not important. So, maybe I'll continue this inequality on the next board. So, maybe I'll start from the wheels side. So, on the wheels side, you see, I could first of all, I could collapse all trees to the circle using IHX relations. Right? IHX relations, well, we'll do that. That's exactly what it... is it clear? Or using essentially Jacobi. So this is a bracket falling into the tree, and I can replace it by a... So, you know, whenever I have a thing like this, I can replace it by this minus the other way. So I could collapse all trees to the wheel. So at the end, I just have a wheel of what should we call this?
Spokes.
With spokes, no. But if I want to use kind of language from vegetation, what? I don't know. Individual branch, leaves, grass. Okay. Grassy wheels, okay? I don't know. Okay, anyway. So, okay. And the second point is that, you see, I have tails commute. And along every vertical line, along every skeleton component, I only see tails. So they all commute. So the ordering along a strand is irrelevant. Okay? The ordering along... So I'm only left with the labeling of which strand each leaf is connected to, but I don't care about the order by which they are connected. So here I get trees... this is N labeled wheels. Okay? And I leave this for a minute later, but continue analyzing this. N labeled wheels can be described, I can say it in two other ways. I can either say it as cyclic words on an alphabet with n letters, which is the same as saying the free associative algebra generated by an alphabet with n letters, right? The free associative algebra just means words. Modulo, you kill every W1, W2. So every commutator, so you say W1, W2 is equal to W2, W1. That's cyclicity. Okay? And, sorry, I said two, but I'll give you three. And Alexeyev and Torossian, in their papers on the Kashiwara-Verne problem and associators, which eventually we will come to, call this Tr sub n. Okay? Tr n. Because it's somehow related to traces, or traces are actually dual, or a trace is something that vanishes on that, on commutators. So, so they call it Tr n. I mean, it can be, it's a set of universal traces, but sort of, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's just a name. Okay? Now let's deal with the left-hand side. So the left is a tiny bit more complicated. The problem is that, okay, so I would like to say that I can reorder ends as I please. Okay, and in fact, on all the strands except the one that has the head on it, I can reorder ends as I please, because they only have tails. However, there might be a minor issue if I have a strand in which the head lives. Okay? The strand on which, if the head lives on a strand that also has tails, then I can freely reorder the tails, but the head is stuck there. Okay? However, if I try to flip a head with a tail, well, I have an austere relation to do that, and I pay a price. What's the price? The price is, well, the price will be a diagram that looks like this, which is a wheel. Okay? So, modulo wheels, I can reduce, modulo wheels I can reorder as I please. Okay? So the correct way to say it is that I don't want to fill in what's written here because I don't want to write it as a direct sum. I want to write it as a short exact sequence. Okay? So the short exact sequence is 0 goes to trees. No. Sorry. The opposite. The trees are the quotient. Sorry. So 0 goes to wheels, goes to the primitives of n strands, go to trees, goes to 0. Where the map is, if you have a wheel, an abstract wheel, meaning an n-labeled wheel, meaning, you know, an alternative way to write it is to say CWN or any of the other names, any of the other things written here. So if you have an abstract wheel, you can plant it on the n vertical strands whichever way you wish, so long as you respect the labeling, because you have tails commute. So this map is well defined. Modulo the image of this map, or if you mod out by the image of this map, then the trees are no longer ordered, the legs of the trees are no longer ordered either. So these are again n labeled trees. But now, what are n labeled trees algebraically? Sorry, and of course it's still modded out by anti-symmetry and IHX. So what are n-labeled trees modulo anti-symmetry and IHX? So if you had, if it wasn't for the head, if the head wasn't labeled, I would just have entails labeled by random things, no, but by labels going from 1 to n, modulo Jacobi identity and anti-symmetry, but not modeled out by anything else. So it's the Frehley algebra, right? So this is just the Frehley algebra on n generators. Ah, but I forgot the fact that the head is also labeled. But there are just n possibilities for how the head is labeled, so it's the Frehley algebra raised to the power n. Okay? Going to zero. Now, this short exact sequence, so it completely defines the primitives. Now, I will tell you later that it splits. But it splits in more than one way. Okay? So it splits because you can, if you want to map back from the Frehley algebra to primitives, there are at least two distinguished ways to do it. You could just declare that you put the head above everything or below everything. And the two splittings differ by something which is in the image of wheels, because you can commute the head from the top to the bottom and the price will be wheels. Okay? But anyway, that's what I want for now. Okay? So, also I should say that this is all at the level of vector spaces. I didn't yet tell you, I mean, this is supposed to be a Lie algebra as well, by commutator. I didn't yet tell you how the Lie algebra structure of this induces some Lie algebra structure on the direct sum of these two. But it does. Okay? It does. It's just a matter of calculating what it is. Okay? So, what was I wanted to say now? Yeah. Oh. I wanted to make... So I now sort of understand WA, meaning it's the universal enveloping algebra, which is roughly the same as the symmetric algebra up to commutation. So it's basically polynomials, but with a funny product. So polynomials in the primitives, and the primitives are wheels and trees, meaning cyclic words and Frehley elements. Okay? So at least additively, I understand my target space. Not yet as an algebra. Okay. But I don't want to understand it as an algebra because I want to do something. That will be later. For the computations, I need to understand something else. So, first of all, a little aside. So, it's sort of not... It's not a part of the Milner-Moore theorem, but I don't know what it is a part of. It's closest to the Milner-Moore theorem. So... another little claim about Lie algebras, sorry, about bialgebras, is the following. So, definition. So, Z in a bialgebra is so-called group-like if the box of Z is equal to Z tensor Z. Okay? And theorem, so Z is a primitive. So, Sorry, so this is all happening in a completed bi-algebra with all the other adjectives. So adjectivized, I mean all adjectives bi-algebra. But I need to add the word completed, meaning I need to add infinite sums. I need to allow infinite sums of grade of rising degrees. So the claim is that Z is primitive if and only if Z is e to the zeta in the sense of formal power series, zeta to the n divided by n factorial, where zeta is primitive. So proof, sorry, not proof, semi-proof, the easy side of the proof.
Z is group-like.
What? Z is group-like, of course, sorry. It's primitive often if and only if it's the exponential of, Z is group-like if and only if it's the exponential of a primitive. So if you've studied quantum field theory, by the way, do you recognize this? So, primitive is sort of a synonym to connected. It means you cannot split it in two. Okay? Group-like is not a synonym of anything, but it's the partition function often. So this is the statement in quantum field theory saying that the log of the partition function, so if Z is the partition function, its log zeta is primitive, meaning made out of connected diagrams. So, you know, it happens at some point in this statement is usually stated at some point in quantum field theory classes, and I don't know, if you would have seen it.
If you, for a partition function to be group-like?
No, this is sort of combined with the fact that partition functions are group-like. Okay? So, it's just related. It's not a precise, okay?
Why is the word group-like again?
What?
I forget why it's...
Oh, because you see, okay, another word for primitive is Lie-like, okay, or could be Lie-like, because you see, sorry, that's not a statement about Norwegians. The primitives in the universal enveloping algebra case is the Lie elements, okay? So the primitives are like the Lie algebra. And the exponential of the Lie algebra is the group. So hence the name group-like. Okay? Also, well, I mean, there are many places where... So if you look at the group ring of a finite group, then it's a coalgebra. So it has an operation delta box, and if you want to characterize the group within its group ring, then the group elements are precisely the elements that satisfy this. Okay, so there are good reason for the names. Okay? Anyway, let me show you the half proof. And the half proof, I'll just compute box of e to the zeta and tell you that it's equal to e to the zeta tensor e to the zeta. So I'll just show that box of e to the zeta is indeed group-like. The other direction requires work, more work. Okay? So anyway, you see, exponentiation, well, box definitely commutes with addition. But it also commutes with taking powers, because that's a property of a bialgebra. That's one thing that bialgebra has, that box is a homomorphism of algebras from, where did I write what box is? So box is a homomorphism from the algebra to the algebra tensor itself. And not only in the universal enveloping algebra case, in all cases. So this is equal to E to the box of zeta, okay, which is equal to E to the zeta tensor 1 plus 1 tensor zeta. But these two things commute. So the exponential of their sum, because, you know, there is a 1, well, they commute. So the exponential of the sum is the product of the exponentials. So this is E to the zeta tensor 1 times E to the 1 tensor zeta, which is E to the zeta tensor E to the zeta. Or, you know, it's E to the zeta tensor 1 times 1 tensor E to the zeta, which is this. So this checks. But this is just half a proof. Okay. Anyway, claim, if K is a W naught, or sorry, more precisely W tangle, then Z of K is group-like. Okay? How do you prove this? So, where was Z of K? So basically I have to compute box of a picture that looks like this. So I have a skeleton, and I have a bunch of exponentials. So each blue thing indicates an exponential of an arrow, not an individual arrow. Okay? So I have to compute box of this. But the point is, so what's box of a bundle of arrows? You just have, each arrow has to decide, each individual arrow in this bundle has to decide whether it wants to go to the left or to the right. Okay? So computing box of a bundle of arrows is like computing the box of an exponential. But the box of an exponential is the exponential tensor itself. So if you look at all the ways of splitting this arrow, or the bundle of arrows that this arrow represents, you just get itself tensor itself. But you get it for all of those. The choices in the application of box, when you apply box, you need to make choices left, right, for all arrows, but you, for all arrows appearing in each bundle, you can make the choices independently. You can make the choice on this first, then on that, then on that. And in each case, you'll get the exponential tensor itself. Okay? So, this was a... Okay, so, I mean, I think that's as much as I want to prove it. So you basically get the same tensor itself. Okay? Yeah? Oh, I need to stop? So let me say, just let me kind of come to at least a conclusion. So therefore, let zeta be the log of z, the thing whose exponential is z, and it's an invariant of knots. And my goal is to compute zeta of an arbitrary knot. And the result should be a combination of wheels and trees. And you know, the handout gives you the combination that you get for the Borromean rings. Okay, so let's take a break.